Hello. Of course. Please come in. Here, you have a seat right over there, and I will sit here at my desk. So, how was your drive over? Well, good. You didn't have any problems finding the place, did you? Well, yes, as I recall, I remember liking you quite a bit, well, at least your application, because you live like what? Like a neighborhood over? Yes, it's a few blocks. Yes, exactly. Well, that is very useful information because I value timeliness tremendously. And not just for my employees, but also for myself. Really, punctuality is so important to me. So I'm very glad that you are quite close. And yes, you will be reporting to this building generally, and sometimes my home. So tell me, you haven't worked as a personal assistant, right? I mean, I don't see anything that looks like that on your resume. And that, by the way, isn't necessarily a problem, because the position I'm offering is quite unique. Just because someone has been a personal assistant for a variety of celebrities does not mean that they are going to be up to the tasks that I'll be assigning them. So please, don't worry about thinking that you don't have the right experience, because maybe you do. Or at the very least, you're open to learning. And that is something else I value tremendously. So, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you? Well, dear, there's no need to be coy with me. In case you were wondering, there is no HR department. Yes, I am afraid I'm human resources, and we're not dealing with Exxon corporate exactly. This is just my LLC, but I happen to be very successful. And yes, I do have a whole team. But yeah, basically the buck stops with me. So I'm going to ask you again, how old are you? Very good. I appreciate your openness and less attitude than initially when I asked you that. Yes, well, as you know, I do require a certain amount of discretion when you are under my employ. I mean, that was part of the job description. And I do have my employees sign NDAs. And I have several. I mean, I have my accountant, my attorney, my chef, as well as my glam squad. Love those boys. But I do need a personal assistant, especially who can keep their lips tightly sealed. Because although I have had my past five personal assistants sign NDAs, I'm aware that some rumors have gotten out. So, new friend, shoot me straight. What are the rumors you've heard? No rumors, huh? That's entertaining to me. Well, I know they have gotten out, and perhaps you're playing naive, and you're quite good at it, by the way. But yes, there are a few things about working for me that are rather unique. And there are the perks, of course. I mean, generally speaking, if someone can remain in my employ for a year, they end up raking in about 90,000, which is not bad. And I do know where you live. I've looked it up. It's not exactly the best part of town. Oh, and I'm not a snob either. I worked very hard to get to where I am today. So, believe me, I know what it's like. And of course, there's traveling with the job. I mean, I travel all over for my work. I mean, I do films all over the world. Just last week, I was in New Delhi. And actually, 2 months ago, I was in Morocco. And then a month before that, I was in England. So, if you do agree to be my personal assistant, you will absolutely get to travel the world, which you have to admit is not too terrible considering the price of plane tickets these days. Even to go see Ma and Pa back home. So let me ask you this. Are you good at multitasking? I'm very glad to hear that. You know, multitasking is considered a predominantly female trait. I mean, the ability to be able to focus on more than one thing at once, but I think the vibe I'm getting from you is you really want to get any task accomplished, no matter how difficult and how many other distractions might be in your way at that time. And those distractions you'll handle with equal aplomb to where they're not really distractions anymore. So, do you know much about being a submissive? Well, your facial expression is very telling. But yes, you do know. You know, but you haven't experienced it. So this is part of the job, too. This is also why I block out my interviews for at least an hour. I want you right now to kiss my stiletto. I'm sorry, what was that? Why should you? What an impertinent question. Oh, it's fine. I can tell you're turned on. I'm not even offended. I think it's adorable. Oh, yes, I can absolutely see the bulge in those slacks. It's a pity you've paired such nice slacks with such cheap shoes. Yes, I'm asking you to kiss my stiletto because it's something I expect of my assistant. Because you will not just be assisting me in the regular tasks that are expected of the average personal assistant, as in keeping my appointments, going shopping for me, picking up my dry cleaning, doing this, that, and the other. In your case, there'd be plenty of the other. You see, I don't have much time for personal relationships. I like to have my sex a la carte. And I really like a personal assistant who is attendant to my needs, if you know what I mean. And those needs could be any number of things. Sometimes I'll be feeling very dominant, and I'll call on you to perform certain tasks for me. And then there are other times where I'll definitely call on you in a very commanding way. But I'll want you to take the lead. Yes, I suppose you could consider me a switch. And yes, this is why I have my assistant sign an NDA. In fact, everyone who works for me. So, is that something you think you can manage? With your multitasking skills. You can remind me of my appointments, my interviews, my press appearances, and you can also be of service to me when I need you. So again, I ask you, I'm telling you to kiss my stiletto. Very good. You're smart. You know, this was like the first big test to see if you would do what I, well, commanded, asked, however you want to put it, if you would do something that I wanted. Oh my gosh, your lips look so good on my shoe right now. Yes. So is this alluring to you? Me wearing this very short black skirt, very prim and proper buttoned-up blouse, and these very high heels. Yeah, I thought you might like that. Oh my gosh, look how that heel looks between your lips. That is very pleasing to me, and a very good sign of things to come. That's enough of that. So tell me. Tell me. Do you think you're up to the task? All right. So now that I'm particularly in the mood, I'm going to give you my next employment test. I'm going to lean up, back against my desk and lift my skirt up. And as you can see, my perfect pussy is not clad in any undies. I want you to get down on your fucking knees, and I want you to lick this fucking pussy. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh my God, you are very, very good at that. Oh my God. My goodness, you're gonna get an employee of the month in no time. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, yeah, right there, right there. I'm gonna fucking grab your hair and I'm gonna steer you because that's how I like to do things. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my fucking spot. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yeah, right fucking there. Right. Fucking there, don't you fucking move from that spot. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna buck my hips and grind onto your fucking face. Oh my God, that is so good. Oh yes. Oh my God, do you feel my fucking pussy juices dripping all over you? Yes. Oh, this is the kind of enthusiasm for my staff I like to see. Oh my God, that is so amazing. Yes. Oh yeah, fuck. Oh yeah, bring your fingers up into me. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, right there. Oh yeah, fuck. Yes. Oh my God, you are so talented. I'm so glad I called you in for this interview. Oh my God, we're gonna have to get you hired on the fucking spot at this rate. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Yeah, deeper with your fingers. Deeper with your fingers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're gonna hit my fucking G spot just like that. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck, that's so good. That's so good. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're gonna make me come. Fuck, you're gonna. But wait, wait. I want to see if you can make me come from fucking me from behind. Oh, don't worry. No one's gonna fucking disturb us, believe me. Yeah, they're used to this. Yeah. So can you do it, do you think? Here. Here. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, fuck. Oh yeah, stick it in. Stick it in just like that. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. You know, this was the other part of the job.
making sure that you weren't too intimidated by me to fuck me. To make sure that my power made your cock hard rather than soften. And it seems to be working. Oh my god. Oh fuck, Karen's so fucking deep. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, you like that. Of course you fucking like that. I bet you've never had a job interview like this before, have you? Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh my god, I love your hand around my throat. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh my god, that's so good. That's so fucking good. That's so fucking good. Oh yeah, keep fucking plowing me from that angle. Yeah. Reach your other hand around, like, just like that, and rub my clit. Oh yeah, Yeah, this is the test. This is the real test to see if you can make me come with your cock inside of me. Because, of course, most women can come from oral, but I want to feel your dick inside of me while I come on it. That's what I want to do. Yeah, oh yeah, you're just gonna fuck me like a stallion. And this will be your regular fucking job. Oh, I will keep you plenty fucking busy otherwise, but this is important. I want you to be my submissive slave, and I want you to be my fucking stud when I need it. Just like right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me that fucking cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your hand needs to not move from that fucking spot. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, right there.
You didn't come yet?
Well, I want to give you the opportunity. Yeah.
Your boss is incredibly generous.
Well, she can be when she's not being a totally fucking assertive bitch here. Well, oh yeah, you like seeing this powerful woman on her knees in front of you sucking your dick. We better deliver the goods. Oh, yeah. And your cool new boss doesn't have a gag reflex, so bonus for you already, huh? But I want to feel you fucking come in my throat right now, okay? Oh, yeah, do it. Do it for me. Oh, yeah, come in my fucking mouth, baby. Come in my fucking mouth. Oh, yeah, do it. Do it. I want it. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna open my mouth up for you. Oh, yeah, jerk it off into my mouth. Jerk it off into my mouth. Yes, give it to me. Well, isn't that delicious? Well, kid, I think you're hired.